Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes that hopefully will bring perspective to some of the same things so that we can see the same thing differently. That really is one of the most important parts of why we do 3 Good Minutes. I don't know if you remember Reginald Denny. I talked recently about Rodney King, who was beaten by police, and I told you that particular story. And then when the riots hit in Los Angeles, there was a white man by the name of Reginald Denny, who was driving a truck into Los Angeles, did not know what was going on. A riot was going on, and 4 African-Americans went and dragged him from the truck and beat him up senselessly. And the 4 of them were arrested and were brought to trial. Now, an amazing thing happened in the midst of all of that. Reginald Denny made the statement that he is a Christian and that he needs to forgive these men. He became acquainted with them and got to know their families while they were awaiting trial. It was quite an amazing thing when you come to think of it. And so there was that time that these 4 men on trial, Reginald Denny spoke on behalf of them that he would like to have them exonerated. And so there came that very dramatic day that they went into the court and the judge pronounced that the time that these 4 men served was going to be enough, and he exonerated them further. And it was Reginald Denny that was there in the courtroom to dance and celebrate for these men being set free. And he went with them, along with their families, to celebrate this good news. He simply said one time, "I'm a Christian, and you're supposed to forgive." We might need to remember that. Reginald Denny had some pretty serious head injuries along the way. And there was a reporter, as he heard about Reginald Denny forgiving these men, he said, "Well, you need to know, he got hit pretty hard. And some suspect there is some brain damage. What I'm suggesting to you is that what Jesus told us to do, beyond any question, was to forgive even enemies. And it's amazing that we call brain damage today what Jesus told us to do as a daily act as we represent his peace and spirit in the world. Mother Teresa, we have no peace. And if we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other." Reginald Denny knew that, and so did Rodney King. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.